As You Like It is this summer's very welcome Shakespeare offering from the IU Festival Theater. Act One of As You Like It takes place in and around the dark court of the usurping Duke Frederick and his minions. Act Two is in the sunny, though occasionally snowy, Forest of Arden of the exiled Duke and his companions. The play opens with Zachary Spicer picking up trash as Orlando, an ill-treated younger son, with John Putz as Oliver, his evil older brother. Though successful in winning a match with the evil Duke's wrestler and the heart of the exiled Duke's daughter Rosalind, Orlando is banished and makes for the forest. Rosalind is also banished, and along with the evil Duke's daughter Celia and the court's fool Touchstone, flees in the same direction. Frankly, the Indiana Department of Parks and Recreation should be underwriting productions of As You Like It across the state. The forest is a safe place where, in its relaxation, lots of wonderful things can happen. The evil Duke Frederick, David Courtemeyer of the court, is the exiled Duke Sr. in the woods. Orlando and the canny Rosalind, Amanda Catania, can play out their at-first-sight love in courtship with Catania posing as a boy. In a bit of cleverly resolved complication, the shepherdess Phoebe, Emily Sullivan, falls for the cross-dressed Rosalind. Evil older brother Oliver, reformed by life and the forest, falls for cousin Celia, Mara Leffler. Even Touchstone, Henry Warrenitz, the stiff clown of the court, finds new flexibility in the forest and even kicks up his heels with boyish abandon to find a December-May romance with the country Audrey, Maya Ferraro. Just before there's a typically Shakespearean great marry-off in the woods, the news comes that the evil Duke has, upon entering that forest, met a holy man and is totally reformed. A couple of caveats. I still don't know why Touchstone is the only character who seems to muse directly to the audience, and that extended love play between Orlando and Rosalind in the second act could be shortened a bit. Director Jonathan Michelson's setting in the round brings the action of As You Like It up close. The cast is a mix of Actors Equity professionals and IU students with already impressive resumes. Strong acting, creative characterization, and the excellent diction offer Shakespeare for the eyes and the ears. The IU Festival Theater's production of As You Like It continues in repertory with a play based on Booth Tarkington's The Gentleman from Indiana through July 25th. You can find this review and others on our website at wfiu.org. On Monday, I'll have a review of The Gentleman from Indiana. And at the theater for you, I'm George Walker.